News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Meg Peltier, and I may be a new voice to you this morning because this is my first week as your Pep Talk host. I've been training for a couple of weeks behind the scenes, and you've probably heard me on the air a little bit with Andrew, and so I thought that I might take a few minutes here just to kind of formally introduce myself to you. I know we have so many loyal listeners for Pep Talk and our Pensacola Expert Panel. And so my background a little bit is that I actually was in radio years ago. I was part, what brought me to Pensacola almost 20-something years ago, was I was a co-host on a morning show here locally. Some of you may know one of the stations that actually now I'm sad to say doesn't exist anymore, but it was Soft Rock 94.1, and it was Kevin and Meg in the morning. And so kind of a funny story, when I started in radio, I actually started in Panama City. So my first radio show, I was a co-host with Charlie Derrick, and that was over in Panama City at Sunny 98.5. And it was Charlie and Meg in the morning. And then my next host was a guy named Eric. So then it was Eric and Meg in the morning. Then I came over here and it was Kevin and Meg in the morning. And then I was with Kit and Meg in the morning. And what's funny about that is for a very long time, I think people thought my last name was In the Morning because they never heard a last name. But I do have one. And then if I fast forward, I got very involved in the community as a result of radio because I know I love radio and I love how we have the opportunity to make a difference in the committee, in the community, in this role. And so did a lot of community service, worked with different chambers and community events, and that led me to being the president and CEO of the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce. And so that was just an exciting position and was in the community and able to get to know the folks in Gulf Breeze and all the businesses, which led me to be director of business development out at Portofino Resort, which led to my dream job, which was the executive director of Pensacola Little Theater. And then from there, had the privilege of working with the Studer family of companies. And now, most recently, for 3 years, was the presidency of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. So it is a long history here in Pensacola. And so I'm sure I have connected with you somewhere along the way, along the path of my journey. And so now I am, quote unquote, semi-retired. I retired in October. And my good friends, Mary and Dave Hoxing, have been contacting me for some time and said, Dave, always when I would see him at community events, would say, hey, Meg, you know that radio never leaves your blood. You know that you're going to want to come back to radio. And so Mary would say, are you going to come be with us? And Kevin King actually had the privilege of being with him in the recent leadership Pensacola class with the Pensacola Chamber, the class of 24. And Kevin said, hey, you want to be back in radio? So they finally lured me in. So here I am hosting this show. I'll be on the show from every weekday, Monday through Friday. And that will be, again, from 9 to 11. And so I'm excited to continue with the many regular guests that we have on the show, like Mike Wiggins, who does the Garden Line, and Malcolm Ballinger, who was with Ballinger Publishing. We have so many folks that have been on the show for many, many years. So they're kind of teaching me the ropes. And in the meantime, I'm going to be looking for new guests, new people to bring on board. And I'm hoping that if you have a business or if you're interested in being on the show, be sure and contact me. My email is now, I have a new email. It's meg@newsradio1620.com. I would love to hear from you. And if you have a community event or something going on in the community that you'd like to get the word out, please, 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 please send that information to me because I hope to be able to continue to give back to the community, to be able to get the news out there when we need to, and be there for you. So I just thought this is a good opportunity this morning for me to just kind of let you know a little bit about me. I am a big-time dog lover, and I am, for those of you who might take exception to this, but my confession is I am well-known for being a huge University of Georgia Bulldog fan. Sorry, I know that's going to disappoint many of you, but yeah, that's my heart. I went to Georgia. And also an actress. I'm very involved in the theater community here in Pensacola. I love the Pensacola Little Theater. I love Loblolly Theater. And we have so many things in Pensacola that are just amazing. I feel so blessed to live here. The fact that we have this gorgeous beach, that, I mean, all you have to do is go on vacation by walking out your door. And not very many people can say that. And having worked on the beach, now I have an even more of a special appreciation for the businesses on the beach and all that the folks out there do for the community. And the thing that we had here that I was concerned, I had lived in New York City for many years, and I was concerned when I moved down here, you know, that I might be in going into the Sahara Desert of culture. I mean, I didn't know. I mean, I wasn't sure. I could not have been more wrong about that. Pensacola is one of the most culturally diverse and exciting cities I've ever lived in. We have so many things here that are continuing to make a difference in the community. We have one of the most generous communities in terms of nonprofits, of course. But with the arts, we have Pensacola Ballet, the Pensacola Opera. We have the Pensacola Little Theater. We have different independent little theater companies that are constantly performing. Penn Arts is a wonderful theater company that's now in our area. And we also have so many organizations that care about the homeless. We have Manna Food Pantries. We have the Humane Society. We have Autism Pensacola. I can't name all of the different nonprofits that make a difference here. And so many leaders in our community that I've had the privilege of meeting, many of them who are attending EntreCon today, which is being sponsored by the Studer Community Institute, constantly striving and looking for ways to get better. Recently, our mayor just announced a plan, 2035, for the next 10 years here in Pensacola. And I have to say, we're in really good hands, and we have a beautiful place that we live in. So today, finally, the sun has come out. And I'm so relieved that the sun has finally come out today. And I'm so excited to be your host here on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel. And what we're going to talk about a little bit in just a few minutes, I realized that yesterday was World Kindness Day. We're due for that, don't you think? It's about time for a little kindness. So I thought it might be fun to talk about that, and we'll kind of address that in just a few minutes. And in the meantime, if you want to send me a text, or if you have, you know, just anything you want to let me know about, or you want to send me an email, again, my email is meg@newsradio1620.com, and my the phone number here is 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So I appreciate you tuning in this morning. I hope that you'll continue to tune in with us. We've got some good guests today, and we've got a great lineup for Friday, and then we'll be into the weekend. And this has been quite a week, hasn't it? So coming up now, I've got a couple of breaks, and then I'll be back with you in just a few minutes. This is Meg with News Radio 92.3, Pep Talk, informative, local, and dependable.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, "Oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours." And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When and breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Meg, and I'm your host for the show today, and hopefully for some time coming in the future. So today, I realized as I was looking on my calendar that yesterday was World Kindness Day 2024. Do you think maybe we need a little kindness right now? Yes, yes, we do. So I thought I'd look into this and see, what is this all about, this World Kindness Day? And you know what? I found a thing on, guess who, Oprah's website, and here's what she says about it. It's simple. Kindness makes the world a better place. Acts of kindness can uplift your spirit in so many ways, as does being compassionate, generous, and considerate. Being kind is all about your genuine intentions to help everyone around you feel safe, comfortable, and understood. It's about giving without expecting anything in return. It doesn't take much to live a life full of kindness. Philanthropic activities and actions are all great things to do and certainly make a positive difference. And you can support so many causes, and as I said earlier, especially in this community. But when it comes to embracing kindness in our everyday lives, we can look to the words of wisdom from spiritual teachers, notable names, and people that say, be the reason someone smiles, from the writer Roy T. Bennett. I love that message, be the reason someone smiles. And that's kind of my hope of what I'm going to try to accomplish with this show, is to bring you important information, but also hopefully cheer up your day a little bit, give you something positive to think about. And one of the quotes that I have here about kindness, it says, kindness is caring that springs from compassion. We have genuine concern for the welfare of others. We are warm, friendly, and ready to help. We listen to the needs beneath the words. We give tender attention in simple ways that bring others happiness. Kindness is the daily bread of love. When we feel angry, we resist the temptation to be cruel. We balance honesty with tact. We are good stewards of the earth and all living things. We remember to be kind to ourselves. When we fill our own cup, our kindness overflows to others. And I really love that. And I'm sitting here thinking, there's probably someone right now sitting in traffic on I-10 going, I don't want to hear anything about kindness right now. And I promise, I get that for sure. But you know what? For me lately, I've found that I just have to find a way to breathe sometimes. And, you know, maybe disengage just a little bit, because that really, you know, the news right now, the politics, all the different things that are happening, it's not easy. It's not easy to stay centered today, because there's so much coming at us all the time, bills and the kids and getting them to practice and all the different things in our very, very busy lives. So one of the things that happened to me, I was actually, a couple years ago, had a knee surgery, and I was trying to get to the, I was going to the grocery store, and I was trying to get into one of those, automatic wheelchairs that they have. The wheelchair wasn't working right. I was just having a terrible moment, and this older woman came up, and she just said, how you doing, sweetie? And it was just that moment when someone just takes a second to say, how are you doing? And my eyes welled up with tears. I said, I'm not very, very good. I had surgery. I just kind of fell apart right in front of her. And, you know, she just kind of put her arm on my shoulder and patted me and said, it's going to be okay. And then ended up walking with me through the store, helping me get the groceries I needed, putting them in the cart, and just kind of spent, you know, maybe a half hour with me and got me to the checkout line and then actually helped me put the groceries in my car. And I told her, I can't thank you enough. I don't even know you. And she said, that's okay. She said, you know what? And she said, one of these days, you do this for someone else and pass it on. And I really love that, because that's the thing, is that we can continue to pass on the goodness. I am a wholehearted believer in the goodness of people. I really think most of us are really trying to do the best we can. And so if we can take that moment of kindness, when I did a radio show years ago, we had a day called Random Acts of Kindness Day. So that's kind of what this one is today. So I'm going to challenge you to actually do something kind for someone. And what's kind of neat about that is another thing to think about is we can do kindness and make sure everybody sees it. Hey, did you see me do that? I'm a really good person. Or what's really kind of special is when we do something kind for someone and they don't even know who did it. And that is sort of like being a secret Santa. You sort of bring some joy into someone's world and they don't even know where that joy came from. Not too long ago, a friend of mine sent me, they knew that I was retiring and knew that I was making some big changes in my life. And I got home and someone had sent me flowers. And the flowers just said, love you, hope you're having a great day. And it made me just, again, I'm a little emotional, can you tell, a little sentimental, but those kinds of things can make such a difference in a person's life. It really is incredible. And, you know, something else, too, to think about is that Maya Angelou says that it takes courage to be kind. There's so many amazing quotes out there, and there's so many different things that you can do. So when you think about kindness and passing it on, so here's some suggestions. And if you have any ideas, feel free to text me at 850-437-1620. I would love to share your ideas or maybe an anecdote about maybe what you've done for someone. So here's some ideas for you for this. We'll celebrate the Day of Kindness today for News Radio 92.3, okay? So kindness, pass it on. So here's some ideas. You can give a flower, which is what someone did for me. Eat lunch with someone new. You know, we do get into that rut where we're kind of hang out with the same people all the time. So maybe if you're at your office and you have a big cafeteria or you have an office lunchroom and there's that one person that brings their own lunch in the little brown bag and sits in the corner, maybe go over and say hi to that person. Get to know them a little bit. Help them to feel included. Visit a sick friend. Clean a neighbor's walk. Offer a hug. Okay, I'm a big hugger, and hugs go a long way when you're having a bad day. You can put say hello to someone. I always try to, when I'm in the grocery line, I think it makes a difference when you look at the person that's, you know, checking your bag and checking you out. They see so many people all day, and I've noticed people don't even acknowledge their existence. So I always try to say, hey, how's your day going? Just to acknowledge that they are here. You know, sometimes people just need a smile. You can also lend a hand. You can read to a young child. You can leave a thank you note. Offer your seat to somebody. That's always very kind. You can let someone else go first. I've done that before where I have like a person has one item. It's 12 o'clock at the grocery store and you've got a whole cart full. Letting them go before you is usually a good act of kindness. Here's a good one. Bake cookies for firefighters. Okay, now I know all the firefighters are going to love me. Bake cookies for firefighters. Bring donuts to your friends at work. Give a balloon away. Walk somebody's dog. Respect others. Do a favor. Forgive mistakes. You know, smile at someone new. These are just all ideas on how we can celebrate World Kindness Day. And hopefully, just thinking about being kind, just take a deep breath. Whew. And you know what? It's going to be a great day today, y'all. So be kind to yourself first. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on News Radio 92.3, Pensacola's Expert Panel. I'm Meg.
The King invites you to the 23rd Annual Mobile Renaissance Fair, Wild West Roundup, Pirate Fest, this weekend at Medieval Village, 30569 Osprey Lane, Robertsdale, Alabama. Eat, drink, and be merry while you are entertained by jousting knights, wizards, fire breathers, sword fights, pirates, gypsy dancers, cowboy shootouts, falconry, and much more. The Mobile Renaissance Fair, November 16th and 17th and 23rd and 24th in Robertsdale, Wilcox Road, exit 53. Visit gcrf.us.
Gunnels!
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Florida cares about women and families. Last year, Florida provided nearly $500 million to support pregnant women and their families. No woman can go to jail for having an abortion, and abortions are available before a child's heartbeat is detected, and in cases of rape or incest, and at all points in pregnancy to save the life and health of the mother. This message is sponsored by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. There was just no news today other than our local congressman being nominated for attorney general, him resigning his seat, opening up all of the speculation floodgates about who's going to replace him, when that person would be put in office, and whether even former Congressman Gates can be confirmed or even needs to be. We had a really interesting interview with Alex Andrade about that. He says recess appointment doesn't even have to have Senate confirmation. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg, and I'm here with you this morning, just getting ready for another day. And what's exciting now is it's Thursday, one more day to fry, yay, and then we are into the weekend. And coming up this weekend, we've got a lot of things going on, but I'm especially, personally, looking forward to the kickoff the holidays with WSRE's Festival of Trees. I don't know if you have ever been to this festival, but it is one of the coolest things ever. They've done it for years. It's a wonderful tradition here in Pensacola, and you get to take home the tree of your dreams. So they have trees and wreaths, but it's not like when you go to the store and they're just sitting there undecorated. These trees have been decorated by local designers and different organizations, and I have seen some trees that have been truly out of this world. I've seen Star Wars trees, and I've seen trees that are an homage to dogs and cats. I've seen everything you can imagine. And they actually go on sale and on auction. They'll be on display November 15th through the 17th, that's this weekend, at the WSRE Amos Studio at Pensacola State College. So most of you all know where that is. And they're going to be up for auction and for sale. They have trees and wreaths, and it'll be in support of WSRE PBS and the programs you love. I'm a huge public broadcasting fan. They do so many amazing programs at WSRE, especially at the Amos Studio. So if you want to catch the spirit of the holidays and the season at WSRE's Festival Trees, check it out. It'll be on the 15th through the 17th this weekend. They're going to have free photos with Santa, too, so you can bring the kids out, kind of get into the mood for the holidays. And the best part is that admission is free. So definitely want to check that out. And we had Phelan, who is part of the Michael Jackson Thriller show that's going to be coming up here in November. And she's going to be doing two special performances on Saturday, kind of a preview performance. She actually dresses up and dances like Michael Jackson. She is here raising funds for autism, and she is autistic herself and has done so well and has now loved music and dancing from the very young age, and that has been the vehicle for her to go out now and be traveling all over the country, touring with this show, and it truly is a delight. So you get to see a preview this Saturday at the WSRE Festival of Trees, and come home with a great tree for your holidays. All right, we'll be back in just a little bit after the news with Pep Talk at News Radio 92.3.
I'm CJ Papa. President-elect Trump nominates now former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz for U.S. Attorney General. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford earlier on Fox and Friends.
We're going to do the Matt Gaetz confirmation like all the rest of them. President Trump's put a bunch of nominations out there. We've got to get on those very, very quickly. When the new Congress is sworn in the 3rd of January, even before President Trump is actually inaugurating.
Gaetz would need at least 50 senators to vote in favor of his confirmation. It'll cost $9 for drivers in one part of Manhattan as the state reverses its congestion pricing plan. That from the U.S. Department of Transportation today. The Onion, known for the way it pokes fun at various stories, buys Alex Jones's InfoWars at auction with help from the Sandy Hook families during a bankruptcy auction. Jones owes the families more than $1 billion in defamation judgments for calling the 2012 massacre a hoax. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we have sunshine. It's looking like a beautiful morning here. That is definitely welcome. We've got 70 degrees in Pensacola. Well, reports providing some new information on that standoff situation involving PPD officers earlier this week in Gonzales Court. Police say it all started as a domestic violence situation involving a man and a woman.
When officers arrived, the female was able to get out of the apartment, met the officers out front, and said there was a man inside that had a gun. We believe at that point is when the individual left out the back door, got in a vehicle and left the area, but we were not aware of that. She was adamant that he was inside, so we had to treat that as he was, as if he was inside.
Now that is PPD spokesman Mike Wooden. He says more officers and the SWAT and hostage negotiation teams all responded, but after hours of not being able to make contact with the suspect, they learned he was not in the apartment at all. 35-year-old Joe McPherson Williams was arrested just a few hours later. He is now charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Well, it looks like Tropical Storm Sarah in the Caribbean is now delaying the SS United States' move from Philadelphia to the Gulf Coast. The ocean liner was set to begin that journey with several tugs hauling it to the port of Mobile tomorrow. But with Sarah now expected to potentially move into the Gulf next week, that journey is being pushed back. There's currently no word when it's going to be rescheduled. Once the ocean liner does make it to the Gulf Coast, they'll begin preparing the ship for its new life as an artificial reef off the coast of Okaloosa County. Once the move gets underway, it'll take a couple of weeks. 9:33 at News Radio.
We log showers and thunderstorms ending as you go through your morning. High today near 77 degrees with some sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping with some dry air near 55 degrees. As you go into Friday, sunny skies, high near 72. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 53. Keeping sunshine around through Saturday with a high near 72 and a low near 56. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Again, a beautiful morning. We've got 70 degrees across the area. The sun starting to poke out. It is 9:33. Our next news at 10. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Disney reported its fiscal fourth quarter earnings this morning. Revenue for the entertainment segment increased 14% year over year. During Disney's fiscal 2025, the company expects high single-digit adjusted earnings growth compared to the prior fiscal year. Keesler Federal Credit Union and Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union are planning to merge. The resulting organization will have combined assets of nearly $5 billion with 55 branches across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the UK. AMD said it will lay off 4% of its global staff. The company had 26,000 employees at the end of last year. That's according to a Securities and Exchange Commission filing. AMD is the second biggest producer of graphic processing units behind NVIDIA. Stocks are slightly lower after recent inflation data. Dow Industrials down by 64, the NASDAQ down by 61. That's Your Money Now.
And now with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
November the 14th, 1933, from the offices of the Chamber of Commerce on East Government Street, this is 1620 Radio News, and now also on FM 92.3. Well, the gloom of depression continues to spread across this Gulf community, illustrated by today's announcement by Chamber President Frederick Gilmore. Yes, as of this weekend, three more organizations of size will have either had reductions in force or wage reductions as well. Admiral Raby at the Naval Air Station told the Chamber that the Navy will reduce the civilian force there by 20 men, and all civilian pay scales will be decreased by 10% as well. A similar notice has come from Mr. Wade Sellers, the manager of the L&N Railroad. Reduced traffic, fewer trains, less activity in the local yard and roundhouse have caused the L&N to put 16 men on furlough and to decrease pay levels by 5%. At Armstrong Newport Company, the manager says that the plant will go on an operations as orders are received basis. That means the jobs will literally be day to day. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, mornings 5 till 9, before Pep Talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel. And we will have an expert coming up here at the top of the hour with Emerald Coast Coins. So we always find out something interesting about what they're doing. And then later, I'm going to have a lot of fun with my guest, Christine Brewster, who is going to be joining us from the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, which is an organization, as you may have guessed by now, is very close to my heart. So we've been talking a little bit about acts of kindness, World Kindness Day. And one of the things that is always fun to do is just spend time with friends. And I have to say, here in Pensacola, there are plenty of things to do with friends. We just had the most remarkable Foo Foo Fest with their 10-year anniversary. And I got to say, hats off to everyone on the Foo Foo Festival Committee, our arts and cultural group that provides the funding. I mean, it just was an amazing thing. The Blue Trees in downtown, the opera's Carmen, there were just so many opportunities. So if you miss that, don't despair, because what I thought I would tell you about a little bit this morning are some of the things that are coming up, even just this weekend. So I was just talking a little bit about WSRE's Festival of Trees, and that'll be happening at the Gene Animus Studio this weekend. But there are some other things that are going to be happening. So this Friday night, November 15th, is Gallery Night. So have you been to Gallery Night? Gallery Night has turned into what I think is one of the most fun social events every month. We have so much fun with it, and it's going to be beautiful. The downtown is all decorated now with trees. All of the merchants put out special tables and food, and they have things to drink, and there's usually music and performances. So if you get a chance, stop by there. They shut down everything on Palafox, and it really is such a great way to head into your weekend. But also this weekend, in addition to the Festival of Trees and Gallery Night, Saturday from 11 to 7 at the Maritime Park is going to be the Pensacola Fall Food Truck Festival. Now, I am a newbie to food trucks. I'm one of those folks. I'm a little old school, and, you know, I have always gone to a restaurant and sat down or whatever. But, you know, there's just been this resurgence, of food trucks. And there are so many of them in this area. I've gotten to the point now where they're really good. And quick, and usually relatively inexpensive. And it'll be really fun to check out all the different vendors at the Maritime Park. And it looks like we're going to have some great weather for the weekend, too. So that'll help a lot. So we have the gallery night. And the theme, by the way, tomorrow night, it's Festival of Living Art. So this is Gallery Night Pensacola, and it's the Festival of Living Art. It'll be downtown. And I'm guessing, I don't know, so forgive me if I get this wrong, I'm guessing that this is real, like, living art, people actually possibly acting out art. That could be. I could be totally wrong, but that sounds kind of interesting. So now I'm intrigued. I'm going to have to go to Gallery Night to check that out. And then we have this weekend, of course, we've mentioned the Festival of Trees, and Winterfest will be kicking off. We have the Winterfest events are just amazing. We have Winterfest trolley tours, and if you've never done that, we have a whole, what's really fun for the actors community is that we actors love to act, and what we love even more than that is dressing up as characters. So what is so fun about Pensacola Winterfest, especially for the kids, is you will see your local actors all dressed up in all versions of the holidays, from Santa Claus to elves to the Grinch. They're all there, and you can do a trolley tour. So they have the Winterfest trolley tours, and those start at from, I guess, 12 to 8, it looks like, starting on Friday, or November 15th, so that would be. Yes, is that Friday? Let me check my calendar here. That's Friday. Okay, so we have that going on. And then looks like let's see, what else have we got going on the calendar here? I'm just kind of thumbing through and checking through things. We have the Winterfest, and I'm going to look at specifically that calendar to see all the different things that are available. So we'll have, beginning the trolleys, we've got the trolley tours. The Great Christmas Tree Heist, so that's going to be going on. I'm not quite sure what that's all about. We've got the Polar Express Tour, Grinch's Merry Match, Photos with the Grinch, and Photos with Santa. So you can go to PensacolaWinterFest.org and get all kinds of information on all of the events that are happening with Winterfest, which is truly a Pensacola tradition. We're also going to have this weekend the Palafox Market Holiday Market, and that's at MLK Junior Plaza in downtown Pensacola. So you can check that out. And we have, let's see, in December 1st, we're going to have the second annual Pensacola Community Outdoor Flea Market. I kind of miss, remember the flea market that used to be out in Gulf Breeze? I really miss that flea market. That used to be a great place to do some of that last-minute holiday shopping and then take a little time across the street and head out to the zoo, which, by the way, Gulf Breeze Zoo has a new baby. It's a new hippopotamus that was just born this week. So that's going to be something special to do for the holidays. And the zoo always looks beautiful. They decorate for the holidays. And it's just with our weather being so beautiful, it's always so easy to head over there and take the kids and just have a fun day outdoors. But you'll definitely want to check out the new little baby hippo. So we also will have the Pensacola Community Outdoor Flea Market, Snowball Derby. Now, that's a big event. That's going to be coming up in December 4th through the 8th at Five Flags Speedway. And then, of course, you're not going to want to miss the Pensacola Christmas Parade, which will be on the December 14th downtown at 5:30. Floats, music, and holiday. We'll be there with News Radio 92.3, and our sister station, Cat Country, will be there. And we'll be celebrating the holidays and getting ready for Christmas cheer. And coming up at 10:30, we will be talking about the Season Your Holiday events that are coming up on Pensacola Beach. So there's so much happening out there because they have the lighted Christmas boat parade, and then they also have the regular Pensacola Beach Christmas parade, New Year's Eve fireworks, which is going to be this year, I have on good source, the biggest fireworks display on the Gulf Coast from here all the way to past Destin. It looks like we're going to have about a 20-minute show, and our folks at Pyro Shows tell us it is absolutely the biggest show, which is super exciting. And then, if that wasn't enough for you to kick off the year, the Polar Bear Plunge, which will be happening on the beach. Rain or shine, snow, or 90-degree weather, your chance to kick off the new year on New Year's Day and jump into the sound on Pensacola Beach. Last year, believe it or not, we had over 900-plus participants in the Polar Bear Plunge. So much to do here in Pensacola. We are so blessed to live in a place that has so many things to do, kicking off this weekend and all through the holidays. You can go to Visit Pensacola, check out their events page. Just click Pensacola Events, and all different sites will come up for you, and you'll be able to find something to do. There is no reason to be blue this holiday season. Coming up, we've got a short break here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk, 850-437-1620.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of sign then drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign-In Drive Sales Event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Both sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2x Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Number here, 850-437-1620. Feel free to text on that line as well. And someone did text in and asked, can you give us a little more information about the photos with Santa? So this is part of Winterfest, so I did take a second to look it up and see if I could get some specific times for you. So the Winterfest Photos with Santa, the location is going to be at 223 South Palafox Place. So on Fridays, you can get photos with Santa from 4:30 to 8:30. And then Saturday, oh wow, Saturday is all day long. Saturday will be from 10 a.m. to 8:30. And then starting December 20th, they'll be daily. That will be from 4:30 to 8:30 every day, including Christmas Eve, 4:30 to 7:30. So that is pretty cool. I remember as a young girl how special it was to get photos with Santa. And I cannot believe, I don't know about you, but they're already starting with the Christmas movies. And truly one of my favorites is A Christmas Story. And one of the funny moments in Christmas Story, if you'll remember, is when they have the nasty little elves that are helping the kids get their photos with Santa. And then they climb up the stairs, get their photo with Santa, and then the elf throws them down the slide. It just cracks me up because you always start this. I don't know about you, but I didn't have children of my own, but I had two beautiful stepchildren. And when they were about seven, we took them to see Santa Claus. And I had this whole romantic, this is going to be great. They're going to love it. And I'm not kidding. When we got, they were younger than that. When we got to Santa and went to sit in Santa's lap, the crying and screaming commenced. They were terrified, not interested in meeting this guy with the big white beard and the red suit that was really, really big and scary. And it just kind of was, we couldn't get a cute little Santa picture to save my life. And it just made me laugh because Christmas Story kind of captures that moment. Because we all have such ideas about, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to have this beautiful family photo. Every time I've gone to take a family photo, I have to say, something weird has always happened. It's such a rarity if you can actually get that 3 seconds where everybody is smiling and actually enjoying themselves. So we do have, again, a lot of different events that are coming up for the holiday season. And if you have an event that you'd like me to talk about, be sure and send that to me at meg@newsradio1620.com. Or you can also text me at 850-437-1620, because we'd be happy to let you know about it. Let me see. I've got a text that just came in. And someone was just, oh, that's very sweet. Thank you. They were just saying they appreciate hearing about the community events. So we really, like I said, would love to have y'all let me know what you've got coming up. And I will do a better job of getting some more events for the next week, because I'll probably take some time again to go through and tell y'all all about the various community events that are coming up. And so one of the things that we were talking about today also was kindness. So if you're just joining us, we're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. And we're talking about ways to be kind. And someone sent in a text that said, all you have to do is smile. And isn't that true? A smile goes a long way. And it just made me think, there used to be, who was the famous guy that would sing the song Smile? Oh, gosh, I wish someone was here that could tell me. I can't remember the name of that song. And it was kind of his trademark, smile when you're feeling low. And sometimes just a smile can make all the difference to somebody. Someone else says, a simple, how you doing? But really wait for the answer. You know how we say, how you doing? I'm fine. And then and then you don't really get the real response. I'm fine. And so someone said, when they say I'm fine, say, are you? really? What's going on? Just ask the next question. And usually when someone takes the time to really ask how you're doing, doesn't that feel good to know that somebody is interested, that somebody cares just a little bit to take that extra moment to find out, how am I, they really want to know. Okay, well, maybe I will tell them. So there are so many things that I'm excited to talk to you about, to tell you about with Pensacola, you know, that we have so much happening right now. And just one of my philosophies that I'll share with you is that I have learned that for such a long time now in my older age, for such a long time, I would react to the world. Things would happen to me and then I would react. And what's happened to me, I don't know if it's maturity or wisdom or what, but I've discovered that I can actually choose how I respond to things. And that's pretty remarkable because I don't always have to respond in anger. I can feel it, but I don't necessarily have to act it out. And that's been a wonderful freedom so that when I start my day now, when I think about acts of kindness, I try to start my day with sort of a conscious idea of choosing joy. I'm going to look for the joy because trust me, if I look for the negative, I can find it. It is easy to find nowadays. But sometimes looking for the joy is a little bit more difficult. And so I try to see what is happening today that is joyful. So this holiday season, a lot of times it's difficult for folks. Do you know somebody that maybe lost someone this year? Reach out to them. Include them in your family festivities. Ask them to go to a movie or do something special because the holidays for some of us is a great celebration of joy and community and being with everybody. And then there's some folks that it's a lonely time. It's a difficult time. It may be a holiday of firsts without someone that they care for. So you have an opportunity there to make a difference for someone. And I have learned through a very dear friend that it's in the expression of love that I am healed. How about that? Now, I know that's getting a little heavy for some folks this morning, but isn't it a much better way to look at things, to try to see what we can bring to the table that's positive, bring a smile, bring an act of kindness, do something kind for someone? Personally, I think the world needs it right now. I can't fix the world. I can't fix politics. Can't fix this nation. There's so many things that I care about and can get upset about and all, you know, wrapped around the axle about. But all I know is that all I can do is try to make a difference in my little world, try to make a difference in the people I meet every day. And I've been blessed to have this opportunity, I hope, to maybe make a positive difference in your life today. So we're going to break now. We've got the news coming up, and then we'll have hear from our friends at Emerald Coast Coin. So this is Meg with Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel. Coming up shortly, we will be into a commercial break, and then we'll have the news at the top of the hour. Thanks for listening with Pep Talk with Meg at News Radio 92.3.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit izervay.com. That's I-Z-E-R-V-A-Y.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg this morning. If you have a comment, you have an event you'd like me to talk about, or just want to say hi, you can text me at 850-437-1620. We've been talking quite a bit about kindness this morning and getting into the spirit of the holidays and some of the many holiday events. And I'm just going to flat out apologize right now because I know for sure that I have not touched on all the events that are happening right now. So my apology if I have not covered your event yet, but you need to let me know. And I promise you, I will give it a little airtime and let people know what's going on. So right off the bat, I've already made somebody mad. I'm so sorry. You know who I made mad? The Grinch. Yep, the Grinch is a little upset because I went on and on about photos with Santa, and apparently there are photos with the Grinch. Yes, despite his grumpy demeanor, the Grinch loves to strike his best pose for pictures. And it says here, in competition with his Christmas rival, apparently, he's going to be available again this year for photo opportunities at his throne. So he would love to know if you believe he, this is interesting, should be the next president of Winterfest. Well, that's interesting. So the Grinch will be there. You can get the photos with Grinch. And that's actually, he'll be there starting on this Friday, the 22nd through the 24th, and also the 29th and 30th. Whew, I tell you what, there's so much happening. And then there is the Grinch's Merry Match. So this is another activity with the Grinch where the entire, this is where our actors love this. Our entire Whoville community will join the excitement of Winterfest and accompany the Whos on the Grinch's trolley for a fun ride, photos, and a front row seat to watch the Grinch find his Merry Match. So that'll also be happening starting Friday, then the 23rd, 24th, 29th, 30th, and all through December. So Pensacola Winterfest really is a wonderful opportunity to get in the mood for the holidays. We've got so many things happening this weekend to kick things off. And of course, we'll have all the parades coming up, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that in the next hour. So stick around. This is Pensacola's Expert Panel. I'm Meg. I'm your new host. And like I said, please, please send me your information. Send me a text. My email is meg@newsradio1620.com. And you can always text me here on the at the station at 850-437-1620. And I do take phone calls as well, but sometimes I will tell you right now, as a rookie, I will be talking away and I'm still learning. So you'll hear an occasional little flub up or whatever. I'm still learning about answering the phone, talking at the same time. And just a confession, I'm blonde. So it's happening. It's happening. I promise. It's going to get better. So anyway, thank you for listening this morning. We've got our friends at Emerald Coast Coins coming up next, right after the news. Thanks for listening this morning with Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.